This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellams. Governor Asa Hutchinson is back in Arkansas after a trade-based trip to China and Japan. Mike Preston, the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, also made that trip. He says the trip was about building relationships with the two countries and says Japan has had a significant economic relationship with Arkansas for several years. China is a relatively new market for trade.
You know, we went there, and really it's about relationships. It's building these relationships. It's building the trust with these two countries to make sure that they're confident in the investments that they've already made here, and then looking for future investments. If you look at Japan, it's our largest foreign direct investment from any country, and China's a new market for us. You know, we've been very successful the last couple of years, five projects, $1.5 billion in investment, over about 1,600 jobs total. Our focus in going there again was to, you know, reemphasize these relationships that we have.
Preston says the Arkansas delegation is also working on a few new relationships, but he's not ready to discuss them just yet. He made his comments to Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics yesterday. The Rogers City Council is canceling the western portion of an annexation election scheduled for November 14th. The annexation election concerned land between Highway 112 and Heifel, and the cancellation comes after Bentonville approved a voluntary annexation of about 40 properties inside that area. Rogers leaders say that created a situation making providing city services nearly impossible for the area. The annexation election will continue, however, for smaller plots of land east of Highway 112. The city of Cave Springs is also holding a special election next month to annex the same piece of land west of Highway 112 that Rogers had proposed to annex. Drivers using Highway 265 between Mountain Road and Randall Wobey Lane in Springdale will be diverted into single lanes for a week at least, beginning today, because of daytime work by Springdale Utilities and nighttime work by the Arkansas Department of Transportation. That work is expected to last through Friday.